but you had no jurisdiction. Things that seem to be controlling and running you. The power of the cross is such that God wants you to take control of them indirectly. Two things. By exercising faith that He is in control, and by exercising faith in His love for you. And even right now, if you believe it with all your heart, from this day forward, hold fast to the faith that you release this morning. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And let me advise you that even from this day over, after hearing these words, Satan will come and challenge you and say, "No, I'm still in control." And you have to say, "No, because I have faith in God's control, you have lost your control." And as you keep exercising faith in God's control and faith in God's love for you, you will silence the enemy in your life. And every tidal wave and tsunami thrown against your life will hear the words of Jesus saying, "Peace, be still." Father, we just begin to come to You, Lord. Even right now, in every heart and in every life. Father, we humans are creatures of control. We like things in our fingertips. We like things that we can hold and mold and control. And it's not easy for us humans, Lord, to release control. But Father, we thank You that through the cross of Calvary, we have seen in Jesus' life the release of a higher exercise of faith. Faith in the cross. Faith in releasing our control to Your control. Faith in Your love for us. And Father, right now, in every heart and mind, You see situations and You see things in our life that we all admit that we are not in control. And Father, right now I pray that Your Spirit will work a deep work in our life. And Your Spirit will begin to stir faith in our life. A different faith that has never been exercised before. I pray, Father God, You will stir up faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. And we pray, Father God, as according to Your word, with every single message You impart something spiritually. So with this message, we ask for an impartation of faith in God's control over every circumstances of our life. And faith in Your love for us. We ask, O Father God,